This is PodTech.net. I'm Catherine Giraudot. At a Sun Microsystems launch event September 13th in New York City, Sun CEO and President Jonathan Schwartz gave a keynote address that outlined the reasons behind Sun's past two quarters of strong growth. That time period is also Schwartz's first two quarters at Sun's helm. Schwartz gave a snapshot of Sun's market strategy going forward and also launched new products across Sun's core markets, systems, storage, software, and services. Here are some highlights from his talk.
We thought about having, a much blander title for the presentation, but I think the question on a lot of people's minds right now, especially with two quarters of just stunning share gains, is what's going on? How are you guys growing? How are you doing it? And so we thought we'd give you a little insight into that today. And partially, I also wanted to give you a bit of an update on my first 114 days as CEO, not that I'm counting. And I wanted to talk to you about what I and my team have really been doing in the first few quarters. There is a marketplace which is dominantly at this point driven by consumers. Consumers interacting with the web as employees of companies as well as individuals across the world. Some interesting things to think about. The majority of the world will first experience the internet through their mobile handset, which means we've got to exit this idea of thinking that the internet is all about a PC. It's not. The network is about services. It's about serving consumers, serving individuals, as well as obviously serving the businesses that are trying to reach those consumers and individuals. Now, on the assumption that volume and the interactivity of what those consumers are doing drives activity in the enterprise, that obviously implies that as more people join the net, as we bridge the digital divide across the world, that's going to drive a lot more demand for infrastructure in the world's data centers that are, again, trying to serve those consumers and serve those businesses. In the end, we've got to have a balanced equation between, as we refer to it, the volume in the marketplace as well as the value. What makes us different than the rest of the marketplace is we are deeply focused on innovation. And it's been a pretty long period of investing in innovation over the past 4 and 5 years to really reinvent what used to be a company that at the end of the bubble was maybe a little bit askew to where the market wanted us to head, to one that I believe right now is absolutely at the epicenter of the next generation of the web. And whether it's Web 2.0 or the next generation of service-oriented architectures, I really believe Sun is very much at the intersection of a variety of really interesting trends which are just going to continue to drive the growth that we've seen obviously in the first two calendar quarters of this year and which we expect to continue going forward. We're going to hit profitability in Q4 on an operating basis. We're driving to 4% operating margin. And longer term, we'd like to see those margins on an operating basis turn more towards 10 points of operating margin. We believe that if we can continue growing revenue, that if we can continue expanding margin and continuing to focus in on cost and efficiency, there's plenty and ample opportunity for profitability over the long term. Of course, the big question is, so 10 points of margin when? And as Mike and I continue to say, as soon as humanly possible, we're all interested in driving a very profitable business model, but we're also very much about investing over the long term and making sure that we make decisions today that bear fruit over a long period of time. This is not about writing a good press release. It's about architecting a company that's really at the center of the internet. For the most part, I'd like to say we have recovered the business that obviously we were growing during the bubble. And I wish you all another bubble. They're an awful lot of fun to be in. And we believe that we're actually in the midst right now of that which typically precedes a bubble, which is global buildouts. We're seeing the infrastructure, not only for social networking, but for telecommunications and financial services, really span the world. And so we're now primed with some of the most advanced technology, the most broadly adopted technology, to really go pursue that opportunity. At the core of this recovery are our core technologies. These are really the assets from the Sunfire server platforms to the NetBeans developer platform in the Java community. Really, all of these are the assets that we can bring to bear when we engage enterprises. And again, our target market are those that view information technology as a competitive weapon. You can be a one-person company or a 100,000-person company. But if that's how you characterize yourself, you're in our target demographic, and we obviously want to engage you. And this is how we can engage you.
Schwartz explained in terms of the global marketplace why Sun is so concerned about adoption.
Adoption is all about driving adoption among developers and adoption among consumers. There were about 1 billion wireless handsets sold last year, 1 billion. The majority of those ran Java. And remember, the majority of the world will first experience the internet through their phone. which means Java has reinserted itself, and the Java community can now take advantage of and leverage the widespread adoption of the world's most secure portable runtime environment. And again, this is not simply going to end on phones. There's now a wave of consumer devices, Blu-ray discs, Blu-ray DVDs, automobiles, the dashboards of a BMW are now architected in Java. These are all becoming outlets for network services and vehicles through which consumers can engage their friends, their families, and potential business opportunities. And that also drives an awful lot of infrastructure demand for Sun. So seeing the growth on the left of, you know, Java devices in the marketplace is the equivalent, if you were, you know, in the business of building power generators, of seeing three-prong outlets spring up across the world. It's just creating more demand and more infrastructure opportunities as we continue to drive the network side of this. So again, just fabulous numbers here. 3.5 billion Java-enabled devices in the world, 5 million developers worldwide, just an enormous breadth of opportunities. And all of this is moving toward open source, which means we're going to really begin intersecting the Java community and the open source communities in a much more fundamental way.
At the event, Sun announced that the Solaris 10 operating system was being evaluated for high-level security certification. Schwartz updated the audience on Solaris 10 and its open-source version.
Now, you've noticed we've been very focused on the cross-platform opportunities for Solaris 10. And, you know, the numbers here are absolutely staggering. I think these easily exceeded by, you know, a factor of 10 what we had originally expected to be the adoption for the Solaris platform. And about 16 months ago, we released the first free and open source version of Solaris, called OpenSolaris. And since then, we've distributed nearly 6 million licenses for the Solaris 10 operating platform. Nearly 6 million, which is just enormous adoption for a server-side operating system. What's most interesting about this is nearly 70% of the adoption of Solaris 10 has been on HP, Dell, and IBM hardware. So Solaris is quite definitively at this point not simply a Sun operating system for Sun hardware.
Schwartz took pains to say that praise of Solaris 10 isn't just coming from the echo chamber of Sun and its favored customers.
Our friends at the Wall Street Journal did us a big favor yesterday by announcing in their Innovation Award, this is their 2006 Technology Innovation Awards, that the gold winner was not Solaris 10, but a feature in Solaris 10 called Dtrace, which gives you a sense for how profound the innovations are, and Dtrace is one of many that are in that operating system as it's driven across the marketplace. And it was one of two awards we won. The other was for an innovative server platform called Niagara, and this is the second time in 3 years that we've taken the gold prize. So clearly our focus on innovation is not something that we are simply recognizing or that our customers are recognizing. I think the media is recognizing it and the industry as a whole is recognizing it. So what's the real benefit to this innovation, though? Innovation only matters if customers want to pay you for it, if there's value in it for the shareholders and ultimately for customers. So here's how we measure that value. Our number on our market share gains and revenue share gains is positive, whereas the numbers from our peers in the marketplace coincidentally happen to be negative. I can't remember a quarter in recent memory where we have such significant share gains on the revenue basis as well as on a unit volume basis. This is absolutely stunning growth. And again, while a lot of folks in the analyst community especially have said, well, we don't see a future for Unix, well, clearly customers do. And clearly, customers believe that the value they're getting out of the most secure and robust scalable systems offered in the marketplace is returning real value to them. What comes next? Innovation's all well and good. Innovation in isolation isn't nearly as valuable to customers. Customers want choice. They want a broad spectrum of partners, both ISV partners as well as systems integrators, to be able to deliver the value that Sun can create through its intellectual property. And they want to see it across the world. And again, as I pointed out earlier, I haven't heard anybody saying, okay, we're not so focused on security anymore. That's going to continue to rise to be one of the most important issues that any business has to address.
Schwartz summed up Sun's strategy.
We've got to be open source, and multi-platform across every one of these businesses. So it is insufficient for our servers to simply run Solaris. They also must run Ubuntu Linux, Red Hat Linux, Windows. They've got to be able to support VMware. They've got to be able to attach to EMC storage. it is inappropriate for our software, for Solaris, to only run on our own servers. We've got to have Solaris to provide choice to the marketplace, run on Dell, HP, IBM, you know, Lenovo, every other systems vendor out there. It's inappropriate for our storage simply to attach to a Sun server. It's got to attach to an IBM mainframe or to a legacy HP Unix system. We've got to continue to drive that level of choice and heterogeneity because this reflects where we see our customers today and where they'd like us to meet them so we can bring them to a more interesting and lucrative future.
Sun Microsystems President and CEO Jonathan Schwartz speaking at a Sun product launch event in New York on September 13th. I'm Catherine Giraudot. You're listening to PodTech.net.